Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am Chris. This is episode 68. And today I want to talk about MAGA. What is MAGA? What does it mean? The MAGA movement, the Make America Great Again movement. I think a lot, obviously the Democrats want you to think that it's just a bunch of white supremacists. That's all it is. White supremacists running around talking about how great being white is. That's pretty much what the Democrats want you to think. They are obviously liars. They lie about everything. And is it a Trump cult? Is it a worshiping, Trump worshiping cult where you must worship President Donald J. Trump? No. Look, you don't even need to be a big Trump fan to be a MAGA fan. So I want to talk about what MAGA means. You know, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to people? There are a lot of candidates out there running for this November, or at least they're running in the primaries, hoping to make it to the general election in November, that consider themselves MAGA candidates. And look, MAGA means make America great again. It means America first. It's a populist, nationalist kind of movement. And I want to talk about the nationalism part. It basically means, liking America. MAGA people like America. We think America is a great country. We like it. We think it's one of, if not the greatest country in the world. And I think that we understand the history, where America fits in the history, the long history of humanity. America is a very unique place. It was kind of created by scratch, from scratch almost. And it was, they did it twice, right? They did the Articles of Confederation, and then they had the 1787 convention, and a bunch of really, really smart and wise and good people participated in the creation of the United States of America. And like, just look at George Washington, he had the opportunity to be the king. They wanted to make him president for life. And he said, no, that's not what we're doing here. That's what we rebelled against. Impose that. We're not going to create another version of what we just rebelled against. And he understood why. It's important to think about I've went over this in my second episode. Episode number 2, if you haven't listened to it or watched it, I don't know if it's on video, I don't know if the video is on Rumble or not, but talking about basically the founding principle of America is limiting the power of the central authority and maximizing the freedom of the people. So, and that's what MAGA is all about. It's about reducing the power of the ruling class. And America really has gotten to the point where we are ruled by a political ruling class who believes that we are stupid and they are smart. They know better than us. And Steve Bannon calls it the administrative state. These technocrats and bureaucrats and politicians who want to run everything, and it's bipartisan. It's both parties. And I think that's why so many Republicans, so many of the old school Republicans hated Trump, and they hate the MAGA movement. They hate this idea that you should be free to make your own choices, make your own decisions. They believe they're part of that ruling class. They like being part of the ruling class. And so the MAGA movement is really a very anti-government, anti-ruling class kind of a movement. And that's really what populism is. Populism is a kind of a power to the people movement, right? That's what that means. Power to the people, not power to the government. The Democrats are the power to the government class, party. The Democrats believe in power to the government. And all you have to do is, just look at anything, but look at COVID, and that shows you, the Democrats showed us exactly what they believe. And look at right now with where with Elon Musk buying Twitter and how they're freaking out over free speech. And Joe Biden has now created a Department of Homeland Disinformation Governance Board. That's not creepy, not creepy at all. See, the Democrats want to very strictly control the information that you get so that they can manipulate you into voting for them. And they want to manipulate you into believing in them, into believing that they are the smart ones, that you have to bow down to these people. They're so much smarter than you. They're so much better than you and wiser than you. They're good people. You are a bad person. You can't be trusted. You're selfish and greedy, and you need to be controlled and told what to do. That is the Democrat Party, and that is, in many ways, the old Republican Party as well. This is the MAGA Party. This is the MAGA movement. And we believe in secure borders. And I'm going to go over, you know, why I believe in secure borders. Really common sense. Secure borders, limited government, no unnecessary foreign wars, no more of this, no more American taxpayers paying for the defense of Europe. Why aren't the Europeans paying for their own defense? Why are we paying? And obviously, it's because of money. Because the American government represents the American defense contractors. And so the American government takes money away from you and me and gives it to the American defense contractors to send money over, to send weapons over to Europe. That's what it's about. It's about money. It's about these people are parasites. They are sucking the money out of your wallet every day. And it's so the MAGA movement is about putting a stop to that. That's why the Washington establishment is so, you know, they are so terrified of the MAGA movement. They hate us. And they want to destroy us. And they want to destroy Donald Trump. They tried to destroy Trump. They're still trying. That's why they spied on him. You know, they cheated. They did everything they could think of to get him out. And they did. They won. They made it. I mean, they succeeded. So, but they're not, they don't represent the American people. They're parasites. They're sucking your money out. They're living off of you and your hard work. And, you know, it doesn't mean that MAGA people believe in a weak military. We believe in a strong military. We just don't believe that our military should be going around the world fighting other people's wars, being the policeman, the world policeman, because all that does is just give power to the people in Washington to boss everybody around all over the world, you know? So this is what the MAGA movement is all about. It's about we understand the Federal Reserve is our enemy. They're able to create money out of thin air, and that devalues our money. So in a lot of ways, a lot of MAGA people are Bitcoin people. I'm a Bitcoin guy. I am a Bitcoin guy. I'm a gold and silver. I'm a real money guy. And I know that Bitcoin is a lot of people don't think that's real money. You might be right, but it's better than the dollar. It's better than the U.S. dollar, because the dollar can be, the government can just print up trillions and trillions of dollars out of thin air, and devalue it, and that's what causes inflation. And we understand that, you know. And I think that a lot of MAGA people, you know, this is why I'm the libertarian Republican. You know, I'm a very libertarian guy. I'm a very Austrian economics kind of guy. I believe in Austrian economics. And I think that right now, and I know that in the past, the Republican Party has not been very libertarian and has not been, like I'm saying, they have not been MAGA. They've been a party to this ruling class. In many ways, they have the Republican Party of old is one of the, you know, founding fathers of the ruling class, of the parasitic ruling class. That's why so many of the old Republicans, look at John McCain and Mitt Romney. You know, these guys, they hated Donald Trump. But John McCain is thankfully dead, but There's plenty of old school Republicans in Washington who hate the MAGA movement because it's about power to the people, and they don't like that. They like to they want to have the power. They think they should have the power. And so it's and I know that, you know, and that the nationalist part of it is we just believe in America. We believe that America is a good country. It was designed really smartly. It was a really smart design. And I think that there's a big pushback against this idea of national pride among the sort of the liberal elitists, you know, obviously the Europeans, and really it started in Europe, this idea that because nationalism in Europe has often been associated with war and invasion. You know, the French are believe that they're the best and they should run the world, and so they invade everybody. You know, Napoleon invaded everybody, and the English, they believe they're the smartest, and so they invade France, and the Germans, oh, they think they're the smart, they're the chosen one, they're the master race, so they invade everybody. And, you know, I mean, you can go back to the Romans, you know, the Romans believed they were the best, and so they tried to conquer the entire known world, essentially. So you gotta look at Japan. They believe basically during World War II, the Japanese believed that they were essentially the master race, just like the Nazis, and they conquered plenty of places all over Asia. They ruled over Korea. They look at the rape of Nanking during 1937, I think it was, before America got into World War II. So the, you know, all of this nationalism is very scary to a lot of people. But the MAGA movement is we're not an imperialist, nationalist movement. We don't believe that America is the greatest country and we should rule the world. No, we don't believe that at all. We believe that we are a great country and we should just leave everybody else alone and take care of ourselves and focus on ourselves. And the American government should focus on serving the American people. That's what America first means. And instead of, you know, giving money to all these other countries, many of whom hate us. And look, we believe in a secure border. And there are some very real reasons why we should have a secure border. Number one, we should have the ability to, the opportunity to say no to somebody, to screen each person who wants to come in to this country. You know, if they are a violent criminal or a terrorist, we should have that opportunity to say no. You know what? We don't want you coming into our country. You murdered 17 people down in El Salvador, so we'd prefer not to have you come into America, but thank you very much. Have a nice day. We should have that opportunity. Democrats don't believe we should have that opportunity. They don't believe it. That's racist. You know, which of course it's not racist, but, and they know that. They're just lying because they lie about everything. And I've talked about what their real goals are. They want to flood America with poor people so that those poor people will be the foot soldiers of their communist revolution, because the Democrats are communists. But another reason why we should limit, have a controlled border and controlled immigration and secure border is because we have to be able to control the growth of our population so that it doesn't outstrip our resources. You know, if we have to, as more people come in, as our population grows, we need more roads, more bridges, more schools, more hospitals, more fire departments and fire trucks and food and water and housing. And if we let 10 million people just flood into America, well, we're going to outstrip our resources. Where are these people all going to live? What are they going to eat? What are they? They're going to be competing with Americans who've been here for a while. They're going to be competing for a limited pool of resources, and we're going to have a shortage economy. We're all going to suffer shortages, and nobody wants that. And the third reason I think that we need to have a secure border, and we need to stop this illegal immigration, is because what are these people going to do? You know, we don't have a plan. The Democrats don't have a plan for what all of these millions of illegal immigrants are going to do, because it's not, and I've mentioned this before, it's not illegal to hire them. So they can't get jobs. So they're going to be poor. These people are going to be panhandling on your street corners. They're going to be living in tents in your parks. They're going to be homeless under your highway overpasses. They're going to be, and many of them are going to turn to crime, because crime is a rational response. You know, when you're starving, when you have no other options, you turn to crime. I mean, that's what rational people do, honestly. So why put people in that position? And like I've said, the Democrats don't think about any of this stuff. They don't care. They just want to flood America with as many poor people as they can for their communist revolution. And so look, the MAGA movement is really it's a movement. We believe in power to the people. We believe in reducing the power of the federal government, of every level of government. We believe in more freedom for the American people. We believe in the government should take less of our money. It'll be smaller, so it'll need less of our money. We believe in more independence, not dependence. We want people to be independent and self-sufficient, being able to start your own business with make it easier to start your own business or expand your business or hire people. Fewer rules for everybody to follow. Fewer wasting money on wars overseas that don't serve the American people. They only serve a select group of defense contractors and power brokers in Washington. We believe in sound money, getting rid of the Fed, reining in the spending, reining in the debt. We believe in secure borders. You know, this is not, and this is why we are, like Steve Bannon always says, we're ascendant. You know, this is why MAGA is growing, because we are right about everything. We're right about everything. And the old school Republicans and the Democrat Party are wrong. They're wrong about everything. And you know, their system works for them. I mean, Joe Biden is doing quite well, thank you. Yeah, he's doing very well. You know, the politically connected elites, they're doing very well. Oh, they're making a fortune. The big businesses, the big corporations who are in bed with the Democrat Party and with Washington, they're doing very well. You know, but the American people, the average American, is paying all the bills and suffering. For, you know, I could also mention they want unlimited immigration, because a lot of these big corporations want cheaper labor. They want to depress the value of labor, and that's a different issue. I mean, I think that's part of the issue, but we can get into that later at some point, but another episode. But I think that's part of it. They want to depress wages in America, and that hurts the average American, the average working class American. So MAGA is a working, look, I've been wearing a tool belt for 30 years. I'm a working class guy. And MAGA is a working class movement. So, but it's also a very high-minded movement. It's also a very libertarian movement, a very educated movement. You know, and I'm not talking about schooling. I'm talking about education. You know, MAGA people, I think, tend to be much more educated, much more knowledgeable. Like, for example, I mean, that's why I think the libertarians tend to be the most educated, the most knowledgeable people when it comes to economics, anyway. But also, I think when it comes to history and just what works and what doesn't work. So look, that's what I think MAGA means. That's what MAGA means to me. That's what I think MAGA means to. I don't think anybody who considers himself a MAGA person, a MAGA candidate, will disagree with anything I said. And so if you agree with me, you're a MAGA person. And you should get involved in politics, get involved, go to the meetings, go to your Republican meetings, go to your Democrat Party meetings too. I mean, we need to change both parties. It would be great if we had two parties who were trying to outdo each other on what works, on embracing what works and rejecting what doesn't work. Instead of right now, we have one party that is just full-blown communist, the Democrats, and then we have the Republican Party that is split between these feckless ruling class idiots who are just in it for themselves and this ascendant MAGA movement who really gets it. You know, the MAGA people, they get it. So if you get it, you're a MAGA person too. So welcome aboard. And that's it. That's episode 68. I hope you liked it, and I will see you on episode 69 on the next one. All right, bye-bye.